right into it. It's we're going to turn to Matthew 26 and 26. And the reason those not as familiar, on the first Sunday here at the Tabernacle, we celebrate communion. And because Easter is coinciding with communion being the first Sunday in April, I thought I would do something a little bit different. All over, not just all over the United States, but really all over the world, there are sermons being preached today, taught today, about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it's so deserving because this is Resurrection Sunday. But I want to go back a few days and look at the night before Christ was crucified. The night before Christ was crucified, he, along with Jews all over Palestine and all throughout Israel, had come to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover meal and to begin the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And it was during that night and during that particular Passover celebration that Jesus Christ said something very interesting, and that is often overlooked by many Christians. And so I want to look at that in particular today and just really take 10 or 15 minutes, highlight some things about it, and then move into our communion portion of the service. Amen? Is that good for everyone? The disciples are here. Let's thank God for the disciples. Yay! Yay, all the disciples. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to move out of the way. So if you want to take pictures of the disciples, because they're your sons, nephews, and that. So feel free to take pictures of the disciples. I don't want to be in the way. Take it away, boys. How about we start here? I know Caleb just got it. He's like, man, I'm on the spot. And we'll go around.
I am Bartholomew.
My name is Simon Peter. I'm a fisherman.
Good job, guys. So if you have your Bibles, let's look at Matthew 26 and 26. So Matthew, the New Testament, first book in the New Testament, the 26th chapter, the 26th verse. Anyone in need of a Bible? Thank God for our ushers today. If you need that. Hey, and I'm just going to ask that you read along. You don't have to stand. I'm just going to read it for you, just three or four verses. And it's very familiar, as it is a part of our communion service. And it says, as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and he blessed and broke it. And he gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And then he took the cup and gave thanks, and he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remissions of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And I just want to talk really concerning that last phrase. I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. A word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for the privilege That is ours to be assembled in the house of God and in the place of prayer. That we look towards the cross on which you died and shed your blood, and we find our hope in your resurrection on the Lord's Sunday morning. And so as we examine the Word of God, we ask that you would open our ears and open our hearts that we might receive the things of God and that we might have hope that supersedes this lifetime and brings us to a place of eternity in the presence of God himself.
Yes.
And this is our request. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
As is the custom for all Jews, Jesus was in Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And during this time, as commemorated by Christians, Easter sermons, as I said all around this morning, will focus not only on the death and burial of Jesus Christ, but also his resurrection. But for the few moments we have, we're going to go back to the Passover, which Christ celebrated with his disciples before he was crucified. The annual Passover celebration was and is a big deal to all Jews, even as the communion, or the Lord's Supper, is to all Christians.
Amen.
With the Passover, the Jews look back to the 400 years of slavery and their liberation from Egypt, while at the same time they look forward to the coming of the Messiah. In similar fashion, Christians look back at the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and our liberation from sin.
Amen.
At the same time, we look forward to the return or the second coming of Christ, during which he will establish his earthly kingdom.
Yes.
And while there are many elements that pertain to the Passover meal in the Jewish custom, there are only two elements common in the communion or the Lord's Supper. The first is the bread. The bread represents the body of Jesus Christ, which he willingly offered as a sacrifice on the cross on Calvary. The second is the wine, which represents his shed blood, which provided the remission or forgiveness of man's sins and sealed the new covenant or the new agreement that God now has in place between himself and all mankind. Simply stated, the new covenant between God and man is for anyone who would ask and accept Jesus Christ as their Savior for their sins, then by faith they shall be saved. They shall also possess eternal life, and they shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit instantly. Two questions that are often asked of me concerning the communion service is who should take it and how often. Communion should be taken as often enough to cause a believer to remember the price that was paid for their sin and to also flame the hope of the soon return and second coming of Jesus Christ. Some churches celebrate communion weekly, others monthly, and some even quarterly. Communion is offered to all people. Listen to this. This is important. Communion is offered to all people who have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, as demonstrated by the fact that they have received water baptism or are a candidate for water baptism, are connected to a local church, where they can worship and receive instruction from the Word of God, and also where they can give and receive encouragement from other believers to live a life now pleasing to God.
Amen.
We are to celebrate communion until Jesus Christ returns to the earth to establish an earthly kingdom for God, during which time all believers will celebrate the communion not only with each other as we do today, but also with Christ Jesus in the presence of God. This period in biblical history is called the millennial kingdom or the millennial period. It is that time that Jesus was pointing to when he said, "I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." As was so eloquently done for us on Friday night during our Good Friday service, Reverend Curran pointed out that Jesus Christ had finished his earthly ministry. And that's what he did. He came to die. He offered himself as a sacrifice for our sin. And then his resurrection proved that he had power over sin. His ascension into heaven and the coming of the Holy Spirit causes us to know that God accepted his sacrifice for our sin and provided the gift of the Holy Spirit to all now believe in him. Now Christ is at work in his second assignment. His second assignment is that he now, on a continuous basis, sits at the right hand of God and makes continual intercession for you and I. He literally takes our prayers and recrafts them and presents them to God for his answer. So it's not that we are great men and women of prayer. It is that we offer our feeble request to a God, Christ Jesus, who now says that he has all power. And he takes our prayers and he himself offers them to God on our behalf. And so God answers our prayers not because we have asked them, nor because we are worthy to have them answered, but he answers our prayers because Christ makes intercession for you and I. That's the real reason prayers get answered. Not because we're so good, not because we're so great, but because we believe in Christ Jesus. And Christ now makes intercession for us with God. And this time will continue until a moment in time, which you do not know, I do not know, only God knows, when he will authorize Jesus Christ to come back to the earth, not to be born of a virgin, but he will come back in all of his glory and all of his splendor. And he will, for God, establish an earthly kingdom here on this earth in Israel. And all of the world will see, recognize, and worship Jesus Christ, even if they do not believe in him. That day is coming. And when that time comes, all believers who have accepted Christ as their personal Savior will worship Christ and celebrate this Lord's Supper, this communion with him for 1,000 years in the millennial kingdom. And we will no longer play the role of disciples or Christ, but we will have communion with him in the presence of God. You understand what I'm saying? And it was to this time that he was telling his disciples, "I won't do this again." He said, "I need you guys to continue so that you will always look forward to me coming again. But I'm not going to continue to have it until all things have been fulfilled in the plan and purposes of God." And at the end of this 1,000-year period, for a brief moment, the dragon, Satan, will be loosed. And he will be loosed for the express purpose for Jesus Christ to deliver the death blow and crush him for all eternity. During 1,000 years, he'll be held in a fiery prison. after which time he'll be released for a moment, after which Jesus Christ will deliver the death blow. The dragon will be slain. He will be cast into the eternal flames of hell. And at that point, Christ will offer this earthly kingdom to his heavenly Father. And the earth will finally be the way God always wanted it. And it was delivered not by the first Adam, but by the last Adam, through his own shed blood and through the power and authority given to him by his Father. He will return this earth to what God had in mind when he first said, "Let there be light." And God, having been satisfied and pleased by the sacrifice of his Son and of the saints who have believed in his work, it is then that John says, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth." When it's all done, this is the fulfillment of God's plan. John said, when it was all over, said and done, he said, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down from God himself." And this world, even the earthly kingdom, rectified by Christ, it will all what? Pass away. And we will go with Christ and we will inhabit this new heaven, this new earth, in which John also tells us what? A new Jerusalem comes down. A new holy city. Not a church where we'll gather to worship, but a city. And the unique thing about it, you got to read Revelation, it has no electrical power. John said the city is illuminated by the light of God himself. And it is in this city where all believers, both Old Testament, New Testament, tribulation period of all times, will be gathered and live with Christ forever. Amen. And when we celebrate communion, that's what we are to be hoping and looking for. Not the next communion. Not the next Sunday, not the next Easter, but the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sitting upon a white horse, bearing his name, his triumphant name. And he will execute judgment on all those who have refused to believe in him and accept God's gracious gift of salvation. So as believers, we look forward to this time, to this day. This is the hope we have that transcends time, this world, and yes, even the death and grave. And our hope that is because of Christ Jesus, we shall live again. Amen. Though we may die in the flesh, we will live in the Spirit with Christ and our Father forever. If you believe that, give God a praise today. And so while we wait, we observe the communion on the Lord's Supper. And as I said before, the Lord's Supper, the communion, is not for everybody. Because Paul admonishes us in the book of 1 Corinthians that if we take communion in an unworthy manner, we are guilty of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Let me put it another way. It's better to not take communion than to take it. Because if you take it in a way that is not pleasing to God, you dishonor the sacrifice of Jesus' death. And how many know that's serious business with God? So it's better to withhold. Well then, Pastor, who's eligible? Who can qualify for this? Only those that believe. If you express out of your mouth and with your heart that you accept the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for the remission of your personal sins, and that you commit your life to living no longer for yourself, but for Him. It is to you that He says, come and eat. Come around the Lord's table and partake again of the sacrifice to be reminded of what he has done for us, both on the cross and through His resurrection, and that we would have the hope of His second coming rekindled in our spirit, that we might be able to endure the sufferings of this world and still live for Him.
Amen. Amen.
So as we move into the communion service, it would only be proper that we would extend an invitation to anyone who has not accepted Christ as your personal Savior.
Amen.
So I'm going to ask all if you would bow your heads and close your eyes. And if you would like to receive salvation today, I ask that you would repeat these words after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I am sorry for my sins and the life that I have lived. I need your forgiveness. I believe that your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, shed His blood on the cross of Calvary and died for my sins. I am now willing to turn away from sin. You said in your word that if we confess the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in our hearts that God raised Him from the dead, we shall be saved. Right now, I confess Jesus as my personal Savior. With my heart, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. In this very moment, I accept Him as my Savior and according to His word. And right now, I am saved. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your unlimited grace, which has saved me from my sins. Therefore, Lord Jesus, transform my life so that I may bring glory and honor to you alone and not myself. Thank you for dying for me and giving me eternal life. Amen. Let's celebrate Christ and His birth in our hearts. If you accepted Christ today, can I just see a show of hands? Lift your hands. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. We accepted Christ as our Savior. And today you are invited to participate not only in the communion service today, but in the communion service that will take place in the millennial kingdom. And as we go with Christ from this world into the world that is being prepared for us, even now by God Himself, where we will have fellowship one with another, with Christ, the holy angels, and God Himself throughout all eternity. May the Lord bless you and keep you. At this time, we're going to prepare for the communion service.